So there's been another terrorist attack, this time in Australia, on Bondi Beach. I'm sure you've all seen the news. And whenever anything like this happens, things very quickly get round to narrative setting, who controls the narrative, what this actually means in the broader scheme of things. I'm going to share some thoughts. In fact, I've written down a number of different narratives that we'll get to. And we're going to think about whether this story is going to have any longer lasting consequences. I will say that my first thought was, when it comes to, this is not the first attack of this sort that we've seen this year. First, we had the Charlie Kirk shooting back in September. Then there was the synagogue attack in Manchester. And now there is this. And in all three cases, there was one set of people who were trying to bring that narrative round to, because this has happened, therefore, now you must like Israel. Now you must support Israel. And in each case, as I put in this tweet, the answer is nope. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever to my assessment of that, how I think about that. Just makes no difference. They're, not a connected thing. Obviously, it is connected in some way, but it doesn't actually affect the overall calculus when it comes to that. So that's the first thing I'll say. Second thing I'll say is that pretty much when something like this happens, you can basically just predict what everybody's going to say. Okay, Israel, back war against Iran, like us, crackdown on anti-Semitism. But bringing in tougher measures against anti-Semites, etc. The liberal frame, they were given a get-out-of-jail-free card because there was this guy called Ahmed, who was the hero who wrestled the gun away from this other guy. I'm sure you've seen that footage. And that was, that was something that all of the liberal media could run with. All the leftists on Twitter could be like, well, look, if he wasn't there, look how many more people could have died. Then, of course, the counter jihad. When I talk about this being a specifically Muslim problem, and then the anti-immigration types are going to say, well, why are any of them here at all? And then, of course, there's the kooks who will say it's a false flag. This is yet another, CIA operation or Mossad operation or whatever else. Or it didn't really happen, etc., etc. So, pretty much, you can, if you just give me the details, there's been an attack on this beach, here are the people involved, I could have predicted all of those people would have said those things already, and you don't even have to look. You know each one of those people is saying those things as we speak, okay? Up and down your timeline, that is what is going to happen. Okay, let me go to a break, pick up a course, Trivium. When I come back, we're going to delve further into exactly how to pass these sorts of stories, which happen once in a while. I'll give some deeper thoughts.
Academic Agency.
All right, so my main takeaway here is that when these events happen, even though they're tragic, even though obviously it's a bad thing, I've seen enough of them come and go to know that they don't actually change the discourse whatsoever. They don't push the needle one way or the other. Take that synagogue attack that happened a couple of months back. It happened, but did it make a difference to her? Like, nobody changed their mind on anything. Everybody just took the event and fit it into their existing narrative already. It didn't move the needle one way or the other. Same thing, sadly, with Charlie Kirk. I'm not going to say he died for nothing, but the net political effect is nothing's really happened. As a result, like, Donald Trump did not use the incident as a pretext to do anything. The right did not chimp out. They didn't cause any trouble. There was a brief moment where Jimmy Kimmel looked like he might be cancelled, but that actually didn't happen in the end. So, in effect, it didn't change anything. I'm going to have a separate video about Erica Kirk and her current tour. I think that goodwill for Erica Kirk is rapidly diminishing, but that is a separate topic. But really, the net effect of Charlie Kirk, other than lots and lots and lots of content for Candice Owens and friends, is that nothing happened. The net effect of the synagogue attack that happened a couple of months back is that now it's kind of a distant memory, and it didn't change the discourse whatsoever. And same with this attack here. I know it's only just happened, and Keir Starmer is coming out and saying, well, you know, our thoughts are with the Jewish community, and extra protection needs to be laid on, and those people who want to, you know, crack down on anti-Semitism are going to try to use it as a pretext to push that. Israel are going to say, well, look, Iran, it's what Iran what done it, therefore we need to, you know, go to war now type thing. Or you know, we're your true friends and look at what they're doing, etc. No, I mean, seriously, nobody, these events don't change anybody's mind about anything, okay? As I said in that tweet, it doesn't, like, if you already if your predisposition is not to be on Israel's side, something like this is not going to bring you on side. This is the way the human mind works, really. Everybody just confirms their existing biases. And, you know, Piers Morgan, I saw, was going on about the hero Ahmed, okay? And that's going to be his takeaway. The counter-jihad lot going to be obviously going to say, well, look, this is our whole thing. This is why Muslims are a problem. The anti-immigration lot going to try to bring it back around to their talking point. The kook sphere are going to say, well, it's all a false flag. It didn't, you know, just like all the other things that didn't happen, this didn't happen either. Or, you know, a certain flavour of it will say, well, it was Israel what done it. And the fact of the matter is, nothing I can say, nothing I can talk about on this video here is going to change any one of these people's minds, because they were already made up before this event actually took place. And that's one of the things that I always find interesting about things like this, is that they just don't, like, they do not change the discourse one way or the other. They simply reinforce existing talking points. And everybody just doubles and triples and quadruples down. And if you've seen enough of them come and go, as I have at this point, you know, I mean, obviously your heart goes out to the people who are affected, people who've been killed, it's a tragedy, etc. But at the same time, part of you also just think, kind of ends up rolling your eyes, because you just know what's coming. You just know, oh, right, well, this is the discourse for the next week. We're going to do this go-round again. I mean, there are other elements that I forgot on here, right? So, one, not only will the liberals talk about the hero Ahmed, they'll also talk about gun law, something like this, right? Gun law. And I've already seen that the Prime Minister of Australia is talking about stricter gun laws to be brought in after this, okay? So there's only a few things that you can bet your bottom dollar on, other than, I mean, all of these people will double down on their existing narratives, because evidence, events, actual stuff happening don't actually affect how people think about anything, okay? So that's one thing you can bet on. The other thing that you can bet on is that no matter what happens, no matter what the event is, no matter what the crisis is, any government anywhere will use it as a pretext to expand their own power. You know, I know it's a libertarian book, but this book, Crisis and Leviathan by Robert Higgs, remains an absolute classic on this, because even though this guy's a libertarian, this is actually what happens every single time. It doesn't matter what the event is, the government will use it to make some permanent change. On event after event after event. So the crisis, I mean, that is one of the iron laws of politics, I would say. That is also something to bear in mind. For Australians watching, you know, you can bet your bottom dollar the government is going to use it to crack down further. Probably going to affect speech as well, because they'll say, well, because this is an attack on Jewish people, you know, there's an anti-Semitic element to it. They'll use it to boost counter-terrorism laws. There'll be all sorts of things. And, you see, this is the most perverse part of all. For the counter-jihad inclined type people, the liberal order will actually use it as a pretext to boost protection for Muslims as well. Okay, this is one of the things. They'll say, well, look, it was only a few nutters that did this. Okay, so you can't just, like, attack the entire Muslim community as a result. So, in the end, what will happen is an increase of power for the government. There will be furtherment of interests of, Zionists in general. There'll also be the greater protections for the client group of the globalists. This is just what happens every single time. And the net result is less freedom for everybody else. So there it is. All right, let me know what you think about this tragic event. Pick up a course. And like I said, I'm going to be back later on. In fact, I might release these two back to back. I'm going to release this one and this one about Erica Kirk, because I've got a lot to get off my chest about Erica Kirk. So let's, you can watch that after you watch this. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.